The National Academy of Public Administration regularly takes on congressionally mandated deep studies of federal agencies. Its upcoming study of the Office of Personnel Management is especially high profile. The Academy is reviewing OPM's statutory functions and challenges. It may recommend a new future for OPM. The study follows a controversial Trump administration proposal to merge OPM with the General Services Administration. For What to Expect, Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco spoke to NAPA President Terry Girton.
In this project, as in all of our funded studies, we have a full-time study team made up of the Academy's permanent staff. And so we've designated that team. It has a project director, it has senior advisors, analysts, and researchers. And so they're already beginning. That happened as soon as the contract was signed. And so they're already beginning background research, developing the work plan, and thinking about how we're going to proceed through the course of the one-year study. At the same time, we are following our very standard process for panel selection. So again, for this, as in every funded study that we do, once we have the contract, we send out a solicitation for volunteers to our fellows community. And we specify both the tasks that we've been contracted to do and the general areas of expertise that we're looking for people to meet. And then we usually have about a 10-day period, maybe 10 working days, for fellows to respond to that call and tell us why they think they should be on the panel. Once that window closes, our NAPA staff reviews all the submissions, makes recommendations on the fellows that we think would best fulfill that mission. And in this case, we're looking for a 5-member study panel. But ultimately, the panel is approved by our chair of the board. So we make that recommendation. He reviews that, asks any questions that he has, sometimes sends us back to think about other considerations. But eventually, we come up with a panel that's approved, and then we seat that panel. And then they go on, of course, to provide the strategic oversight and guidance to our staff study team, and they work to develop the content for the study.
Are you able to comment on maybe the kinds of people that you're looking for this panel? Not asking, obviously for specific names or anything like that, Sure. But just maybe the past experience or expertise that you would hope that these people would bring?
I think it relates very closely to the types of tasks that are specified in the legislation and the contract. Obviously, we're going to want folks who understand in some detail the internal operations of the Office of Personnel Management. We're going to need folks who understand the federal budget process and the reimbursable work process, because those are very clearly called out in the legislative language. We have a responsibility to look at the application and implementation of information technology within OPM. So we're going to be looking for fellows who have some experience there. Obviously, folks who've had experience in large-scale government transformation projects, and folks who understand the relationships between federal agencies, cabinet agencies, and Congress. All of those are clearly set forth in the tasks that Congress gave us in the language. And so it's good to know that out of our 950 fellows, we have a lot who meet those criteria. And so we'll look to find the best mix that balances that expertise and experience, that provides us diversity of thought and background, and best positions us to give a comprehensive assessment back to OPM and the Congress.
So the study will take about a year. Can you walk us through how the Academy staff and the panelists will be engaged in that process throughout the year?
Yeah, typically in a one-year panel or one-year study project, the panel will meet 3 to 4 times, almost, you might think, on a quarterly basis. Usually we like to do that in person. In the current environment, it will probably be virtually. But that's just their in-person meetings. They're regularly engaged with the study team as the study team provides background research, intermediate observations, potential recommendations. So the panel is engaged throughout the process, but we typically have 3 to 4 meetings over the course of a one-year study, where they specifically gather to review the study project, the study products, make their recommendations and joint recommendations for changes, and provide that kind of strategic direction. Also, when we are able to gather them in person, We also typically will try to bring in the points of contact from the client agency to talk directly with the panel. So that's a really important function of the panel meetings.
What's your understanding of what Congress's next steps would be after they receive your report and maybe the response from OPM as well?
Right. So I think it is important to remember that after our report goes to Congress, OPM has another 6 months, and then they are required to provide their response to our report to Congress. So if we think about the time frame of that, our report will go to Congress presumably in April of next year, the end of March, April of next year. 6 months after that, OPM would provide their comments, and that should inform legislation for what, the 22 cycle? So that's where I think that would all come together, right, is that with our report, Congress could begin to think about any kinds of legislation or actions that they want to take, and they would finalize those based on any responses that OPM would provide. And our expectation would be that if any of this generates a move for legislative changes, that that would be in place for the 22 cycle.
You know, I think if I remember correctly, the initial legislation said, you know, about 30 days to sign a contract. And it seems like it may have taken a little longer than 30 days. Are you able to comment on what that process was like and maybe why it took a little longer than the 30-day initial estimate?
You know, every study is different and the negotiation process varies from study to study and client to client. And, you know, we're now at an agreed level of support that's going to allow us to do the work that Congress has set forth.
Now, obviously, the study was born out of a proposal to merge OPM with the General Services Administration. But what else about this study or the goals associated with the study is especially important?
It is worth emphasizing. I'm looking at the statutory language right now, and subparagraph F, you know, requires us to engage with other federal agencies, departments, and entities potentially affected by any change in the structure. And then G is other stakeholders, including federal agencies, departments, entities, non-federal agencies, organizations representing customers or intended beneficiaries. And we always say that we think that is one of the strengths of the Academy, is our ability to convene a variety of groups in non-attribution ways, but in ways that really help us get after their concerns, their issues. And that is absolutely part of the work plan that we're developing. Lots and lots of listening sessions, focus groups, really trying to make sure that we touch all of the different stakeholders and advocacy groups, because we realize that the world of folks who care about what happens to OPM is really wide. And we want to make sure that we are in touch with as many of them as we possibly can be.
Terry Girton, President and CEO of the National Academy of Public Administration, speaking with Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco. Check out Nicole's story at federalnewsnetwork.com. Stay up to date on your agency's latest responses to coronavirus. Visit our special resource page at federalnewsnetwork.com.